Hi there. Well, we finally made it to Friday. This is episode 319 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host, and I'm glad you showed up today. Every Monday through Friday, I bring you two or three chapters of the Bible and a short devotional or commentary in about 10 minutes. We're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is reading through the Old Testament. Track two is reading through the New Testament. And the third track is reading through the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day alternates to one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Today we're on track three, and we're back with Job. We'll read chapters 16 and 17 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And today, after the commentary, I have just a little announcement to make, so I hope you'll stay tuned until then. Let's begin. Job chapter 16. Then Job answered, "I have heard many things like these. You are all miserable comforters. Is there no end to your empty words? What provokes you that you continue testifying? If you were in my place, I could also talk like you. I could string words together against you and shake my head at you. Instead, I would encourage you with my mouth, and my consolation from my lips would bring relief. Even if I speak, my suffering is not relieved, and if I hold back, what have I lost? Surely he has now exhausted me. You have devastated my entire family. You have shriveled me up. It has become a witness. My frailty rises up against me and testifies to my face. His anger tears at me, and he harasses me. He gnashes his teeth at me. My enemy pierces me with his eyes. They open their mouths against me and strike my cheeks with contempt. They join themselves together against me. God hands me over to unjust men. He throws me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he shattered me. He seized me by the scruff of the neck and smashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my kidneys without mercy and pours my bile on the ground. He breaks through my defenses again and again. He charges at me like a warrior. I have sewn sackcloth over my skin. I have buried my strength in the dust. My face is grown red with weeping, and darkness covers my eyes, although my hands are free from violence and my prayer is pure. Earth, do not cover my blood. May my cry for help find no resting place. Even now my witness is in heaven, and my advocate is in the heights. My friends scoff at me as I weep before God. I wish that someone might arbitrate between a man and God, just as a man pleads for his friend. For only a few years will pass before I go the way of no return." Job chapter 17. "My spirit is broken. My days are extinguished. A graveyard awaits me. Surely mockers surround me, and my eyes must gaze at their rebellion. Make arrangements. Put up security for me. Who else will be my sponsor? You have closed their minds to understanding, therefore you will not honor them. If a man informs on his friends for a price, the eyes of his children will fail. He has made me an object of scorn to the people. I have become a man people spit at. My eyes have grown dim from grief, and my whole body has become but a shadow. The upright are appalled at this, and the innocent are roused against the godless. Yet the righteous man will hold to his way, and the one whose hands are clean will grow stronger. But come back and try again, all of you. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have slipped by. My plans have been ruined, even the things dear to my heart. They turned night into day and made light seem near in the face of darkness. If I await Sheol as my home, spread out my bed in darkness, and say to corruption, 'You are my father,' and to the maggot, 'My mother or my sister.' Where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me? Will it go down to the gates of Sheol, or will we descend together to the dust?" May God bless the reading of His Word. In chapter 16, Job finally tells his friends how he would be speaking to one of them if the tables were switched. He tells them that he would speak encouraging and consoling words instead of the hurtful accusatory things they've been saying to him. He tells them that they've put him in a no-win position. If he speaks to them, it doesn't help because they twist his words and use them against him, and he feels worse. If he keeps quiet, they accuse him of being sullen. If he says he's done nothing wrong, he's charged with pride or lying. If he doesn't answer their charges, his silence is taken as a confession. Have you ever been in a similar situation? No matter what you say, your words are used against you? And if you don't defend yourself, you're assumed to be guilty? I have, and it's no fun. I've lost many nights of sleep because of this kind of a situation. It's good to remember that Jesus was wrongfully charged when he stood before the Sanhedrin and Pontius Pilate. On one occasion, he maintained his silence. On the other, he spoke without addressing the charges directly. In any case, he understands the heartbreak of the situation. At times such as this, it's good to know that we have a Savior who understands. I'd love to hear your comments. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement over the weekend, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 319.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Since this is Friday, we won't see each other until Monday. But beginning next week, I'm going to be participating in a little event called the Dog Days of Podcasting. About 17 of us are taking up the challenge to put up a show a day for 30 days straight, from August 4th to September 4th. Of course, I'm already doing 5 shows a week, so doing the Saturday and Sunday shows shouldn't be all that hard. We'll see. The weekend shows will be a break from the Bible show, though. I'll probably do a few of the old shows I used to do, LifeSpring Hymn Stories, In Touch with God's Character, maybe a music show, a LifeSpring show, we'll see. They will be fresh shows. They won't be reruns. Anyway, don't be surprised when you start seeing shows from me on the weekends in August. I just thought you'd like to know. I'll have more details for you as the month progresses. So that's my little announcement. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.